to the meeting of Township of Clinton, Mayor and Council, March 13th, 2024. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act on March 8th, 2024. A copy of this agenda was sent to the Huntington County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township website. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lindsay, roll call, please.
Councilman Wilson?
Here.
Councilman Massey?
Here.
Councilman Quinlan? Here. Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Melania Tavis.
Right. Okay, first public comment for the night is now, and this is for items listed on the agenda only. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes. Does anyone from the public like to speak or provide comment on anything on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move for approval or correction of the minutes. Minutes from January 10th, 2024. And regular session meeting minutes from February 28th, 2024. Any corrections need to be made?
I did send some minor corrections on my report on the minutes of 28th. I can read them, but they're just putting up some language.
Good with that, Lindsay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I'll look to a motion as thank you. Okay, Lindsay.
Councilman
Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Kajaki?
Yes.
Councilman Sullivan?
Yes.
Councilman
Brezinski?
Yes.
Okay, item E is the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Is there anything listed on the consent agenda that anyone from council would like to be removed? Seeing none, is anything on the consent agenda that members of the public would like voted on separately? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion to accept.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Amy. Lindsay?
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajaski?
Yes.
Councilman Sullivan?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Okay, next item on the agenda is reports from council members. We'll start off with Councilman Blazer.
Yeah, the planning board was meeting on March 4th. All pretty much administrative business for the minutes and vouchers. We're pretty catchy about minutes, just a few outstanding. There were no new applications or resolutions following through. Site plan waiver request was dismissed. The application is perfected. The next meeting is scheduled for next Monday. I think it might be canceled into no pressing agenda items. I mentioned prior that there are two amendments that the Highlands Council is considering to the regional master plan. I'm still studying those. I made a comment at the next meeting if I think they warrant council's attention. And then finally, the Senate Budget Appropriations meeting met just this past Monday. There were several hours. And they reported favorably with many amendments on the affordable housing bill. I got a copy of it this morning. The summary of the amendments is almost 3 pages long, so I haven't had a chance to read the actual amendments. It does look on its face like it addressed some of the concerns we had, at least partially, but the devil will be in the detail on this. The league hasn't come out with anything yet, but I expect they will pretty quickly. On the sewage authority, they met Thursday the 8th, normal matters. They did propose, I think they adopted the bylaws amendments, removed their own meeting times at 8:30 for mornings going forward. The resignation of Peter Gardner was set to the authority of the township. The mayor has indicated he'll have a new appointment at our next meeting. And they're going to be on Thursday, April 4th at 3:30 a.m. their new time. And the finance committee, we started meeting with the administrator and staff on the 2024 budget tomorrow. The goal is to reduce the budget at the 27th of this month, I think, and hopefully have a hearing at the end of April. That's all I got.
Thank you, Councilman Kochanowski.
Like Bill said, this is the budget. We're starting. That's about it. That's the nice
one. One of the other towns are talking about the hump being staying for
government.
Some of them are talking about it. Carol Town.
High Union.
Where?
Run the other towns talking about their team here already. Must be really bad.
Go for that.
Not a concern for our team leader here.
No.
Councilwoman Swetlick.
I pretty much reported last meeting on the green team and the
Environmental Commission. I have a listing of all our date, our events, if you want them, but I want to list them or no? No, okay. The open space meeting is the last Thursday of the month. Our green team meeting is next Tuesday. The only thing I have for follow-up is this bee situation. Okay. I'm just getting notice from the DEP that we can do it. So I'll send that over. Mary, I just need to set some kind of contract up, I guess, basically saying he's not going to go to farmers markets and sell it all. I just have some questions about the hunting items. Mike sent them over. There's like three items. And Clean Communities our litter cleanup at Bump Park. We just have some items that we're thinking maybe we could use Clean Communities funds. So maybe Jay can get back to us on that. It's just some items that we were trying. We actually ended up putting something in the newsletter to advertise it because it was the March 10th, I think, was the deadline to put an ad in. So we were hoping we could use Clean Communities for that, but for Clean Communities litter cleanup.
Sure. So, yeah, that is one of the eligible criteria. I don't know if this encouraged Miriam to coordinate with Jenny for the items so that you can do.
We did.
Because, you know, as long as he does that, you know, like if that's one of the eligible items, then I think that would qualify for use of the funding. I'll speak to Jay tomorrow about
that.
Okay. That's it. Sure. Okay. My report is also brief. I do not have anything for Clinton Township Board of Education. Historical Preservation Commission meets first Wednesday in April, which is the 3rd at 7 p.m. Public safety, I did have communications with Chief DeRosa, and in his absence, both Lieutenant Glennon and Lieutenant Bugel. From the fire side of things, we did speak with Chief Long. His report was received and distributed. Lindsay, that he sent in, did that go to everyone or just the Chief's monthly report? Yeah, did it come to you? Okay, I'll get it over to you. My fault. And the chief reported that they did not receive the fiscal year 2023 ARP grant. And I think they're still waiting for a response for the extension on the 2023 AFG. We didn't hear back from that one yet.
We're working on that now. We have to coordinate with Chief Jones that he's on point of contract for the next fall and ramifications for that particular program. When it was first set up, for whatever reason, the chief was set up as the point of contact.
Okay.
He is the only point of contact.
We're still waiting for some information from the Fire Prevention Bureau that was requested by the Borough of Lebanon from official Sorrentino.
Yes, he has, in fact, asked for that from the state. I met with Mr. Sorrentino this evening on some budgetary items and purchases, asking about that, and he's still waiting for a reply from the division.
Okay.
They have the access to the funds. Once he submits the report, they have to send it back to him.
Okay.
He does not have access independent.
All right. EMS is requesting a meeting, sir, which I'll meet with you after the meeting about.
Sure.
And I did not get a report from emergency management, and the CERT team did assist at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Clinton. Sir, and I'm sure that went off well, correct?
Yeah, it was great.
Good.
Was there weather issues at some point?
Not during the events. Saturday night there was rain. That's the small of the...
I remember like 8 mile hour winds.
Yeah, no, we were fine. They had 550 people on Friday, like 200 on Saturday, and 600 on Sunday.
Good event.
Wow.
Yeah, we're always happy to support that. That's it for reports.
If I could add, in Ryan's absence, the Easter egg hunt is this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 o'clock, right?
Is that correct?
Bunt Park. You know who's going to be there? Someone's got to blow the whistle for the eggs.
Yeah, like that works.
Yeah.
I will not be there.
Trishka.
Yeah. I don't know if you're ready to get to the next item, but if you are, I have to say something first.
The ordinance? Okay. I was seeing if the administrator had anything.
There's no comment on the Easter, but I'm from
Perfect.
Took care of that.
Okay, next item on the agenda is ordinance for first reading introduction. Trishka?
So what I'm actually going to request of the council is, could we hold off on introducing this for one cycle? Councilman Blazer, I'm going to start calling you Eagle Eyes. Awesome. But he had a number of questions that he sent me this afternoon that I think are worth looking into, and but it wasn't the sort of thing where I could have the answers for tonight.
Right.
So if it's all right with you guys, I would just like to suggest that we hold off on this so that we can go through the questions that Bill raised.
That'd be the 27th meeting. All right, next, resolutions. One, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving additional appropriations for the 2024 temporary budget, and that is resolution number 2024-775. I'll look for a motion on that.
I think it's pretty standard. We'll just consider our temporary budget up to make
the final. And you know, at this point of the year, they've expended, for example, the fire department had an emergency repair that was due, so their funds are depleted. They have some items that they have to buy. So they're one of the departments that we have to increase the amount of funding to allow them to do operations.
I'll second.
Thank you. Lindsay?
Councilman Goodson?
Yes.
Councilman
Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilman Slutman? Yes.
Councilman Goodson? Yes. I do not see anything listed under new business, which is the next item. So we'll go to old business, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton appointing an additional municipal prosecutor for the Township of Clinton during calendar year 2024. This item is still being considered, so at this time we're not going to have any action. No correspondence. Anything that we need to talk about?
Nothing.
That was on there?
Stuff from other towns.
Right.
We need to discuss.
Okay. All right. Wow. Brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is our second public comment. This is comments for anything that is not on the agenda. Is anyone in the public wish to address the council on items either on the agenda or not on the agenda? Seeing none.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Wow.
I'll second it.
Lindsay.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilman
Goodson?
Yes.
Councilman Goodson? Yes. I think it was.